Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version so then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Welcome to Football Friday on WGR. As Derek just mentioned, Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. We're at Mitchell's Tavern on Sheridan. First time here?
Yes, sadly.
That's all you had
left. It's one of these places that I walk in and immediately think, like, where have you been all my life?
Mm-hmm.
I just, my wife, even more than me, but I've always loved a place that feels like this. And I've already texted her. I'm like, this is on the list. Like, we're coming back because she loves, like, corner neighborhood type joints. And that's what this feels like.
I invited my wife to stop by to Mitchell's Beef and Beer, and she said, you lost me at beef.
Oh, yeah, well.
Like, actually, I think I lost you at when I said I was going to be there.
Right.
Working.
Right.
But maybe I lost her at beef. Yeah. So, you know, hashtag lost her at beef.
I, too, my wife's got to work tonight, so she won't be swinging by. But I don't usually... I texted my friends and told them where I was going to be.
Yeah.
I had a feeling like this would be a place that, like, people I hang out with would want to hang out.
Who's coming?
I don't know. That
should you and I battle for can get more people here?
I don't know that anybody has taken me up on it.
Are the Sabres on the road?
Yes, they are.
I can't text those guys then.
Yeah. So
they won't come.
Anyway, you know, whether you know us or not, or just listen to us. Come on down, man. If you like a cool scene for a Friday happy hour, I think we got one going for you.
It's a place, too, where this is just maybe me, but we are in a room surrounded, almost literally surrounded by Bills and Sabres pictures. And, you know, like, they're kind of random. I mean, we're Bandits, too. Here's Ian McKay over here, right? Josh Byrne was just here. The owner told me, Nick. And there's a row, there's like a murderer's row of Norwood, Brett Hull, and Music City Miracle. And I just have to know what they're doing there. Like, what they're together. That's not a mistake.
Right.
That those pictures would be together to haunt us. I might, what do I know? I've never owned a bar. I might want to bury those a little bit. If I feel the need to display them, I might not put them like right at eye level. But again, you know, that's interesting that that's the case here.
I love that you, I was here a couple of minutes before you and was doing what you do when you walk in a place like this and sit down, sort of looking around, and no single photo jumped out at me. I could tell it was all Bill Sabres and you're right to mention the Bandits right over your shoulder over here. But I didn't really focus on any one picture, and then you sat down and said, look at Norwood over there. And my eyes went to the Ferguson picture that's
yes.
right behind this Heineken sign from where we're sitting. I'm like, Norwood, where's all the – oh, oh. You mean him hanging his head, walking
right.
off the field at Super Bowl 25 with a Giants player wearing jersey number 30, it looks like?
Dave Meggett.
Okay, thank you, Dave Meggett. With his
arms, it's post-kick.
Jubilation. Right, yeah.
I mean, Brett Hull over to the next slide is pre-
Yeah, it's the definitive
shooting
smoking
the puck.
Gun. He's got the foot in the crease, the puck is outside the crease,
yeah.
and he's about to ram it in the net. It's the exact photo of the illegality of the play.
Yeah, I guess. And then Wycheck for Tennessee is about to throw the pass,
right.
you know, forward on that one. But Norwood, yeah, Norwood is post. We're already into the
yeah,
misery
I,
on that
I am
one.
Kind of thrown off by the photo that those three go across a top row, and then the fourth, that's all there is room for between the wall and the corner of the wall and the light fixture. Then there's a cover, a Sports Illustrated cover from Tasker. I think that's maybe a Miami playoff game. Buffalo Stampede.
That's the Tyndale game.
Oh, that's the Tyndale game. Okay.
Cover of SI.
Right. Cover of SI, Tasker, Buffalo Stampede. And you couldn't find a still shot of 13 seconds?
Somewhere? Well,
like
that's a little current.
That's a you know,
too soon.
That's a positive photo there, and these other ones are all it's only those three, though. I'm not sure if I can spot another – you know, epic
well,
meltdown photo.
How many more are there, believe it or not? Not that many. But below the Tasker one is BB and Leon Lett.
Okay. That's not...
I've never...
That's not negative.
It's not negative. I've never embraced that one as, like... That doesn't make me feel good.
No, I know.
The Leon Lett play does not make me feel good.
I understand that. I don't think it makes me feel good, but it doesn't make me feel bad. It's mostly neutral.
I think he was in, by the way, but that's not why. Like that,
right?
Whether he was in or not, who cares? It's
right.
it's a cool story.
Yeah.
Never quit.
Right. Right.
But like, never quit.
Yeah.
We're down by 35.
That's what we take out of that Super Bowl.
I refuse.
I refuse to take that out
of that Super Bowl.
I get that.
We're down 35 points.
Oh,
it's
geez.
Great job. Good for you.
I'm sorry. I don't want to spend like too long doing it. You see the portrait of Mike Robitaille over
yes.
there?
Yes.
I just noticed that. Oh,
yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it.
Nothing bad is happening there.
No, right.
That's just Mike.
Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's all around us.
It's a really good feeling here is the point. I hope we've painted a little bit of a picture by talking
lots
about
of pictures.
Right.
Lots of pictures.
Right.
Yes. So, Sunday. 5.5. The line has come down a little bit. 53.5. What kind of game do you see?
I see a game, I think, where if the Bills are going to win, they're probably going to need to score 30-ish. 28, 30. I really am bracing for Cincinnati to be able to move the ball through the air. Do I need to say? I hope I'm wrong. I mentioned yesterday, like their passing defense has been excellent all year long, but they haven't really exactly run the rapids with the teams that they've played. Tampa might have been a team that coming in, but you knew they were dinged up anyway. But if they were like what they were earlier in the season, that would have been a big test, but they were down a lot of guys. And, you know, it wasn't that big a test. They took Abuka away, and like that was kind of it. Chase and Higgins and Burrow, I just think that they're going to eat. I think on Sunday, I don't know if you're picking this game. Not that I need to give away picks.
I don't know yet.
Earlier,
I didn't try yet.
I think I'm going to take the Bengals. And if I don't like the Bills, I usually just don't pick the game. Like that, not that I'm Chris Berman or anything, but
you have not picked against the Bills in a long time.
I'd rather not do that. But I feel like this. I like the points. I mean, it doesn't mean I think the Bills are going to lose the game, but I think the least likely outcome for me is that the Bills win this game by a touchdown. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be a closer game than that.
Well, that's not a great sign for, I mean, you speak for yourself. That doesn't sound like a great sign for how you think this is going to end.
Yeah.
If you can't see them, if you think the least likely outcome in a game against a 4-8 Bengals team is winning by 7 or more, then tell me how you think this ends. Like, they're 4-8.
With a field goal. I mean,
the season.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think the Bengals are not. I mean, that offense is not a 4-8 offense.
No,
that,
but it sounds like it's kind of like, again, you do you here, but because I might not be any different, actually, that you're sort of hoping that the Bills can skate through the playoffs, that they can go to, name it, Baltimore, Jacksonville, New England, or Denver.
None of their passing games scare me nearly as much as this Bengals passing game.
No, fine. No, nor should they.
Right.
But still, like, are you hoping to skate through there and win? And then, I don't know, the Super Bowl counts too, right? That we want that too.
Sure.
So whoever that is.
Yeah.
Because really, do the Bills have a particular flaw or weakness against the pass relative to their other stuff?
No.
So if I go to Baltimore again, I don't know. Baltimore needs to look good once for me.
Yeah.
I don't really want to use them for this. But even, like, I guess Indianapolis with Taylor, like, who has a better chance of beating me? Cincinnati at home, in Buffalo, I mean, this game, with Chase and Higgins plays, and Burrow, like, with that, and Chase Brown, like, they should be able to run it. I like that prop. I told you yesterday, I like that prop in this game, Chase Brown. But, you know, that versus going to the Colts.
I'd go to the Colts 100 times out of 100.
Over this?
Yes. Yes.
Because they won't be 6-point favorites at the Colts.
No, they won't. I think this is the best passing game they've seen all year. I mean, a lot of this is sight unseen. I mean, it's, you know, Burrow's played one game since the early part of the season. But I think this is an elite passing attack. And I don't think there's anybody else, even Baltimore, I don't think anybody else in the conference that has that.
But that's not the Bills' weakness.
I think the Bills are living off of not having to play a team like this.
Oh, so, really?
And I think they also, I think they also have a problem this week that makes it worse in that, I mean, at least they got good news on Epinesa that he should be fine after the scare yesterday with him in street clothes at practice. But no Bosa, he's been really the only, like, Russo's metrics are good, but I don't see him as a havoc creator enough. Like, he might win his reps and get credit for, you know, win rate and all that stuff, but I just do not see him around the quarterback as often as I see Bosa.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Around the quarterback. Maybe that's, maybe I'm telling myself a lie when I watch. I don't know. But they're going to really miss Bosa in this game. Like, this is a game where if I've got a dude who can do the thing on the edge, go do that thing. Get me, you know, a bushel basket of pressures and a couple of sacks on him, and I think I can slow you down. I'm not sure where that's coming from without him playing. And then I'm into, okay, what am I? I'm going to play my zone defense, and I think Burrow is just going to stand back there and chew me up. That's why, like, I think the Bills can win the game if they get their offense off, and this is not a daunting matchup in that respect. But, I mean, whose offense, whose passing game do you feel better about coming into this game? Recognizing that Burrow has barely played, and these three guys haven't been on the field together, I think, since, like, week one, even.
Is that right?
Maybe week two. I think it, you know, early in the year. So I'm just really worried about that matchup, and I don't know that the Bills can keep up. Maybe they can. Maybe they can pull a Tampa game out of the bag here, because I don't think Cincinnati's going to get to Allen either. But if I've got Khalil Shakir and Tyrell Shavers and Dawson Knox out there, I don't know if I can really trust that they're going to be able to keep up with Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and even Gesicki if you want him.
I don't.
Okay.
Burrow gets hurt week two against Jacksonville, and Browning goes in, and they win anyway somehow. But
that ended. After that, like, the Browning was not any good. That's why they went and got Flacco. That's all I meant.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't like where I'm at. Maybe we should have let you go first to start the show because it's Friday.
No,
it's happy hour. And I just don't – I don't like where my head is at here. I think this is a lot – this is not a your run-of-the-mill game against a 4-8 opponent. I think this is a team that if Burrow had been healthy all year is probably neck and neck with the Bills in a playoff race,
mm-hmm.
despite their defensive shortcomings. I think that offense, that passing game is that good. That I think that they're probably, again,
well,
they're right there.
That's interesting to me because it feels like nothing personal. It feels like that's selling the Bills a little short because of how they, like, what their strengths and weaknesses are. And like they're still the AFC Super Bowl favorite, and the Bengals are 4-8. Like, I'm not going to be able to detach from that record. You know, it's funny, like, Maybe we live in a bubble with this offense and what it isn't. The Bills' offense
mm-hmm,
now,
mm-hmm.
not their defense. Their defense has been through a lot. And sure, you could, and people did, of course, criticize them for investing at the draft in their defense like they did, or free agency. But you can't deny that they've had some rough luck.
Oh, there's no question.
So then they were due for it, but it's still it's happened. Offensively, though, I think we're in such a bubble about how they play, who they aren't, what they aren't. They're running over teams like the Steelers on the road, Carolina before that, and it's almost like we don't care. And I don't just mean Bills fans. I mean, other analysts that I listen to sound likewise.
Right.
Just, like, not that impressed.
What is wrong with the Bills' offense? And by that, they mean the passing game.
When they beat the Steelers, it's about the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
When they beat the Panthers, no one cares. In other games, you know, they couldn't establish that. They couldn't do that. Houston, Atlanta, Miami. So, I'm still, I said this maybe yesterday or the day before, I'm still kind of in this happy place, mostly, where I think this could be a team that we all just sort of give up on and they make it. And part of that is because there isn't Kansas City, or there may not be, or there isn't even this team, or Baltimore, like whoever there isn't. I kind of am feeling that because when they do what they do best in the right matchup, they have dominated. And that's last week. And you couldn't really see that game happening again. Maybe not, because Cincinnati's more capable, maybe far more capable.
I just think it's not even close. Yeah.
But offensively, couldn't they have that game?
Yes. They could.
And have the ball.
Yep.
They had the ball for 41 minutes in Pittsburgh.
I think that game is possible. Yes. And I think they could have that and still have trouble stopping Cincinnati when they have the ball. Maybe that ends up affecting ultimately the total, you know, like maybe this game doesn't get to the 30s if the Bills are able to do that.
Right.
But instead it's, you know, it's nip and talk and it's, you know, 27-24, that kind of game. I just think it's going to be a close game. I don't like the spread. I wouldn't bet the Bills. I'm not going to pick the Bills with that spread. And so, I'm telling you that my mind is open to them losing this game. And then ultimately, what does that mean to the overall? Well, it means they're 8-5, and then they've got the Patriots next week is what that means. And it starts to get really, your collar starts to get pretty tight, I think.
This would be a really bad loss, though, after all that. I mean, this would be a bad loss, losing to the Bengals. The Ravens just did it, and that wasn't close, actually, in the end, either in Baltimore. But I would call this a bad loss.
I'm not telling you that it isn't a bad loss. But to me, again, you say no offense, don't take it personally. I think you're hung up too much on the record. The record was largely accumulated without those three dudes on the field together. And I just think that is an elite combination of players that a great pass defense statistically this year could get
so
traumatized.
Is Burrow 3-0 this year as a starter? Weeks 1 and 2, and then last week?
I guess that's right.
He got hurt in week 2. He came back against Baltimore. So he's 3-0 as a starter?
Yep.
Man, I watched – where were we week 1?
Week 1, Sunday night.
Right. The Bills played at night. I watched a lot of that Bengals-Browns game. They were so lucky to beat the Browns.
Did they
missed field goals.
Did they, not get a first down in the whole second half?
It was terrible.
It was bad.
Maybe it's irrelevant because it's week 1 and this is week 14. Maybe that's irrelevant. But, well, Sam's not going to know what to do with us if he's lost you. here he is waving the Bills flag every day on BetSweats, and now every Friday he comes on with us, and to varying degrees we're like, I don't know. I've certainly been that. I haven't liked the Bills in a game against the spread since when? Since ever. I've almost never. Andrew, you and I both do Filippone's show, and he makes fun of me, if not also you. We're like, you guys never like him. And I'm sure there are listeners who think that too.
I often do when I do his show, but this week I told him what I just said now. Part of the reason that's already planted in my head. I'm like, I don't like the number, and I'm worried that the Bills' pass defense has gotten fat on, mediocre or worse passing games.
I haven't liked their opponent every one of these games. There were a couple that I did. Even Carolina I kind of did with Dalton. I got myself into that place. But I think, Tampa, Kansas City, those were New Orleans, those were not games where I was, dying to bet the other guy. But it's been a while. Those are big spreads early in the season, too. This one, 5.5. We've got a lot to talk about beyond just this simple analysis of Bills-Bengals. The rest of the AFC this weekend, including Houston at Kansas City. And, what's better? What's a better result for the Bills in that game? I think it's probably Kansas City winning.
I think that's probably right.
But that doesn't
feel, especially if you're me and you're on edge about this game for the Bills, right? Because Houston, at least Kansas City, you've got them head-to-head, and they're a game back of where Houston is, who are a game back of you. So I think as hard – listen, doesn't matter. It's not going to matter what I say. That's Sunday night, right?
Yes.
I'm going to sit down to watch that. I could tell you – You could let me. I don't suggest we do this. I think it would be very bad radio. I could just say for the next 3 hours, I think I want the Chiefs to win. I want the Chiefs to win. I'm going to sit down to watch that game, and I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm sorry. I'm not 9, but I do not have control of my emotions enough when it comes to the Chiefs. No matter how good it is for me, I'm going to sit down, and as soon as something goes wrong for them, I'm going to be happy, and when something goes right for them, I'm going to be mad. I just intellectually cannot get there. So, yes, Chiefs is a better result. I hope they win. I'm not going to be able to do it. I just know I'm not going to be able to.
What about Browns-Titans? Have you thought about that yet?
Don't care.
It's 1 o'clock, so you don't have, that's in the way.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
I would like to see Cam Ward have a good game.
Just once. For your stance.
For all the accounts that I'm following that seem to still be hanging on to the idea that it's the collective. He's good. He just has no help coaching.
Sure. Even if that's right, he could still be doomed.
Yep.
That happens to quarterbacks. That's at least temporarily. That's Darnold maybe with the Jets.
Yep.
Where?
Yeah, that could happen.
He's seeing ghosts.
How much
do
you
want
to trust that organization to hire the right guy?
Right.
You know, they might step in it when they do that, and you know,
they might have had the right guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Before they fired Vrabel.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. To me, they could hire Matt Eberflus.
Oh, that would be perfect.
I mean, we
need a coaching carousel segment.
It's the Titans.
We need to go around, and once the season's over, I'm ready. Sam Panayotovich coming up. We'll also talk to Sal today, and the Sabres are back at it tonight in Winnipeg. 7 o'clock. What's that about? 7 o'clock in Winnipeg, not 8? Whose idea was that?
I don't know, but I'm here for it.
You like it?
Yes, I'm a fan. So, yeah, we'll talk to
Paul. You like a 7 o'clock Winnipeg game?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I like a 7 o'clock game on Mars. I just 7:30.
As long as it's not 7:30.
Just get out of here.
But 8 would be different.
8 fine, too.
I would have been expecting.
Me too. I wouldn't have minded 8 either.
This is 6 o'clock local.
Yeah, that's odd.
We'll be back in a snap from Mitchell's Tavern on Sheridan Drive in Tonawanda. It's brought to you. What is brought to you? What am I saying is brought to you by this? The break. Our being back in a snap is brought to you by Snapdragon. There has to be something.
Yes.
Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.